This is episode 2550 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back. We are on day 7, the final episode of the series we've been exploring this week. If you are just joining us, you are in the right place. Every episode offers a unique meditation. You do not have to follow the meditations in sequence. Each episode of each week does follow a weekly theme, and these themes are most always by request. This week's theme has been by popular request, and I've really enjoyed sharing with you ways to heal from toxic relationships. If you want the full 30-minute guided meditations, I always mention you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. That's where you can find a little more support. I know many of you sometimes come across a theme you want to go a little more deeply in, and you can receive an entire week's series absolutely free on the app, or you could even try another series because there are over 2,000 episodes you receive access to, and you also receive a journal that goes right along with the week's theme, as well as a slow down guide with all the techniques. So as you get ready to meditate today, we have explored difficult topics this week, such as what to do if you don't trust someone in a relationship. If someone's taking advantage of you, if you feel fatigued after conversations with this particular person or even group of people, also when someone's lying to you, how to heal and move on from that. And when you're with someone who is all take and no give, maybe they're more interested in their own life and don't often inquire about your life. These kinds of relationships are draining, and they can also be harmful, especially if you're in a particular relationship where the person truly does not have your best interests in mind. So today, I thought we would let go of all the heaviness of toxic relationships and experience pure freedom. Freedom from toxic relationships. Now, I will mention that sometimes you're in a relationship with someone. It could be a family member or a loved one or a good friend or a colleague or someone in your professional circle, and you can't necessarily just stop being around the person. I hope that through this week's series, you gain some insight and tools to help you manage yourself so you don't lose yourself. I heard from so many of you letting me know that you feel like when you're in a relationship that's toxic, that you lose yourself. You don't even remember who you are anymore, and you find that you sink to new levels of low. And that is so common because someone's negative energy can snuff out your positive, uplifting energy. And also, this week, we explored the possibility that we might ourselves have toxic tendencies. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, let's release anything toxic with the people who are most important in your life and those you come across day by day by day. It's an ongoing circle of life. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upwards to instantly uplift your thoughts. Begin to relax your body, noticing where you're holding tension today. Always being mindful of what may have contributed to that tension. Inhale and exhale gently through your nose, allowing your breath to flow freely. As you're seated, mentally affirm, I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. Notice how that may have helped you to feel uplifted and empowered. Reflect on the ways you felt you were giving this week. Did you help someone? Did you offer support or guidance? Maybe you sent out positive energy to someone in need. Maybe you gave yourself the kind of self-care you've been needing. This is the best part of who you are. Celebrate your qualities. Select one quality, because there are so many qualities about yourself to celebrate. Choose one quality and sit in stillness, reflecting on this beautiful quality, this life energy you share with others, or maybe you'd like to share more of it with others. Sit in stillness, absorbing this beautiful quality about yourself. This is your freedom, tapping into the best part of who you are. You are so worth slowing down for.